Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Nationwide housing asking prices rose by 5% over the past 12 months, according to myhome.ie. Prices in the capital rose by slightly less to 4.5%, down from an inflation rate of around 8% a year ago. The median asking price for a house in nationally is now around €400,000. Astonishingly, final sale prices are 7 to 8% above the original asking price on average, suggesting that the market is still very robust. And yet the average home in Ireland is sold only once every 50 years. Conall McQuilla is the compiler and author of the myhome.ie house price survey and sitting with me. Good morning, Conall.
Good morning.
So robust asking prices, but inflation rate for houses down slightly.
It is. So last summer, we would have sort of seen close to double digit levels of house price inflation, a very hot market indeed. And really since then, it's been a pretty consistent story of house price inflation moderating. Coming back towards mid-single digit levels. So we're a little bit surprised that we saw such a big increase in asking prices in the second quarter. Typically, the months before the summer are very important. It sort of sets the tone. People are setting prices ahead of the most important part of the year for the housing market, which is the summer trading season. So we actually saw asking price inflation accelerate a little bit to 5%. So that's a little bit surprising. Given a lot of the anecdotal reports that the top end of the market was
stretched to cooling.
Even some of the measures of house price transaction prices in Dublin, seeing house price falls. So to sort of hear, get that sort of anecdotal evidence, but then see asking prices going completely the opposite direction, sort of actually start to see an acceleration in asking price inflation, even in Dublin, was a little bit of a surprise to us. And it's the first time we've sort of seen an acceleration in just over a year. So a little bit surprised, you know, a cross-checking for that is, you know, when we look at the very latest transactions that have been settled in May and June, that would have been first listed or put on the market around the turn of the year. For most of this year, transactions have been typically settled 6 to 7% above asking. Through May and June, you actually saw that step up towards 8%. So again, that suggests the competition in the market has intensified a little bit. Again, you know, that's a cross-check. You know, that very big increase in asking prices in Q2, it is possible that estate agents and vendors are, maybe their expectations are a little bit too high, that the market has slowed. So we'll have to wait to see in the fullness of time if whether those kind of high asking prices can be achieved or not. But for all intents and purposes, when we look at the report, most of the indicators, the housing market gaining a little bit of momentum coming into the summer.
First time buyers still account for the lion's share of mortgages. Are we seeing homeowners, as in owner occupiers, kind of wane a little bit in terms of their buying and selling a property?
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is a trend for the last 3-4 years at this point. If you look at transactional levels in the first 4 months of this year, overall, they're up 3%. But that was really new build homes,
yeah.
You know, a 17% increase there. So the increase in housing completions is helping availability. But you see existing home sales down 3%, looking like they're going to contract for a fourth consecutive year. Hard to believe, but the level of existing home sales is close to where it was about 10 years ago.
That's, but the amazing stat that I read in this is that the average house sells once every half century. How did you calculate that?
Well, look, there's 2.2 million houses in Ireland overall, about just over 40,000 existing home sales in any given year at the moment. So again, it's just that illiquidity in the market. And I think we've spoken about this before, but if you compare us to the UK, you have chain transactions. So people in Ireland are afraid to sell because they may not be able to secure another home. You look at build costs. If you want to renovate a property, that's going to be extraordinarily expensive. Also, if you look at the, if you have a home yourself and you want to buy a new built home, you may not qualify for things like the Help to Buy scheme, which first-time buyers can't avail.
Nor first-time buyer.
So at the crux of it, I mean, the key thing in the market is building houses for first-time buyers, and that's clearly the most important issue. This is a little bit secondary, but you know, if people are stuck in their homes, if they're unwilling to move, if you've got a very illiquid second-hand market, that is in its own way a little bit negative for the overall economy and certainly not desirable.
Now, there are new rules for tenancies now these days that we introduced this year. Have we seen any impact on that in the housing market?
No, I think it's too early. This has really been a feature since the second half of last year. If you look at the notices for termination, the Residential Tenancy Board received in the first quarter of this year, they're up 50% to 7,000, which is obviously a very sharp increase. The RTB in their survey or their data have shown that about 3/5 of landlords have said the reason they're doing that notice for termination is that they're leaving the private rented sector, they're going to sell that property. So those properties probably haven't even come to be listed on the market yet.
Would it take that long?
Yeah, so the data suggested that, you know, these terminations will take effect from, you know, March, June this year. So, you know, that tenancy has to end. Then the landlord has to get the property ready to sell. So this is probably still something that's going to happen over the next 6-12 months if it materialises. So it could boost sales temporarily, but clearly that's going to be at the expense of less properties available to rent.
Now, your survey very much embraced the energy shock from the Iran war. And yet, as you said, you were surprised to see house prices grow as substantially as they have. Affordability, is that seriously not becoming an issue yet?
No, it's not. So, I mean, when you look at, the interest rate on mortgages last year, the first time buyers fell from 4 to 3.6%. There had been expectations in the market that the ECB or at the ECB themselves indicating they could raise rates 3 times to 2.75% with oil prices back at $70 per barrel. No longer looks likely. Yeah. They may well be done at this particular point in time and potentially even cut over the next 12 months. So those, any kind of fears around interest rates are gone. You know, and that's really the impact of inflation. But again, when you look at our overall economy, I mean, jobs growth has been kind of running over 3% per annum. It's slowed. You know, we think it's going to settle around 1 to 1.5%. But again, those news and Microsoft job cuts, you know, very unwelcome. The ICT sector, clearly not the engine of growth that has been or had been in previous years. So again, our economy is slowing down. And, you know, I think that big picture of a slowdown in house price inflation towards mid-single digit inflation is there, is still there. But I mean, I think the report today shows that we still might get a bit of froth during the summer and a bit, you know, it's still a very tight market, very difficult market for home buyers.
Thanks, Conal, for coming in. That's Conal McCullough, the author of the myhome.ie house price survey.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.